everyone. This is Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio. I'm Norma Valley, the Tool Belt Diva. And I want to tell a little story about my love life. Okay, folks. The Tool Belt Diva. Well, who would have ever known that actually a tool belt would have had me meet the love of my life? Isn't that crazy? About a year ago, I was contacted by a company called McGuire Nicholas, and they had read in an article somewhere, the Associated Press, I had quoted saying that I'm sick of tool belts that don't fit. Women have hips. So this company, McGuire Nicholas, contacted me and said, you know, we are manufacturers of tool belts and work gear, and we'd love to develop a tool belt for women that's designed specifically for women's needs. So I was very excited about that, because the truth is I am sick of tool belts that don't fit, because I do have hips. And I met with the creative director and designer of their products, and his name is Rick Medina. So Rick Medina is a very talented individual, and well, let's see. We noticed that our conversations were moving from business to more personal, and we got to know one another. And we did maintain a very professional relationship for a long time, until we just realized, you know, there was something more to it than that. We realized, wow, we're really like falling in love with each other, and that's the story here of why I now have an engagement ring on my finger. And I want to welcome Rick Medina, who is my fiance, soon to be husband. Hello, hi, darling.
Hi, sunshine.
And I'm having Rick Medina here on the show because he was the store manager, regional merchandising manager, new store merchandising manager of a very large home improvement center chain, the Home Depot. And he has just tons and tons of experience from the other side of what the consumer knows. I mean, we walk into these large home improvement centers, and you know, where it's initially like overwhelming. And I'm absolutely sure that there are things that we could know as consumers that would make our shopping experience there more productive. And that's why I thought that Rick Medina would be a great guest for the Tool Belt Diva radio show, so we can address some of these questions. So, from your perspective, now you've been, you know, from store manager all the way up to regional merchandising manager.
Right.
What do you think people can do initially when they first go into these big stores, be it Home Depot, Lowe's, whatever it is, that could make their experience more productive?
Right. The best thing is to plan ahead, obviously. You want to know what you're going there for before you get there. Once you get to the stores, they can be intimidating. 100,000 square foot is the average store size.
Right.
20 aisles. Take the time at the front door. In a lot of these stores, you can get a map that lays out what departments you want to go to. It's very easy to find.
See, I didn't know that. Yeah. And I've been going to Home Depot for like 20 years. I had no idea.
The Home Depot spends a lot of time and money to make sure that that's an easier experience for you by doing that.
Right.
So you should have that map at the front of the stores, which makes it a lot easier for you to navigate straight to plumbing or straight to hardware. You know,
and don't you think that it's important, because I always give this advice, when I know that when I do a home repair, okay, I rip out whatever it is that I want to replace, and right, I'll get really excited, and I'll throw it away. I got that old part out, and I throw it away, and then I'll run to the store, and I'll say, I need this part, and I won't know the name of it. And I'll say, and it looks like it's round, and it's made of copper, I think, and
it has
threads. Right. Don't throw it away. Actually, bring the parts in with you, whatever it is.
That's right. It's very easy then to match it up. Just put that part right up to the shelf where you have the other parts.
Right.
And get exactly the piece that you need.
And what if you go into one of these stores and they just don't have the part that you need? What should you do? What if you can't? Okay, what if you can't find it up on the shelf?
First of all, if you can't find it on the shelf, there are associates in the aisles that can help you. Maybe it's behind another one. Maybe something else is in the wrong spot. 9 times out of 10, you're going to get what you need that way. If, in fact, it's not in the store, you can get an associate to get involved. They may be able to order that part for you. They may be able to get the part from another store. There are several options you have there.
Right. So they can, let's say, from one home, they can call another Home Depot.
Absolutely. There are so many stores out there now. It's within a few miles. You can hit another Home Depot.
I have to bring up an issue that I think a lot of people have experienced, not only in, you know, the Home Depot, but in a lot of stores. Sometimes you run into somebody that's working in the stores that really has an attitude of, I really am too busy to help you.
Right.
What do you do with that? How do you get around that? How do you get the person that's working in the aisle to want to help you?
Right. Well, that should be their first goal. And if that's not, then you can use that person to get somebody else in the store who will help you accomplish.
So in other words, listen, you know, you seem to be busy. Does every department have a manager that you can go to? Or
that's right. Every department on the floor has a manager. At any given time, there should be at least two or three managers in the store. If the guy on the floor that's in front of you isn't getting it done, ask for his manager or ask for the store manager. You can go directly to the customer service desk, and they should be able to help you with any aspect of the store, from a special order to finding a part on the shelf.
Right.
And you shouldn't let the person on the floor, if that is the case, unfortunately, those hopefully are far and few between, but you shouldn't let that person ruin the experience for you. Because there are people out there, the majority of them, that really want to help you get what you need and get on with your project, get out of the store.
When do you go to the customer service desk? When? Is it only when you want to order something, or when you want to complain about something? Or
You know, that's a great question. You can walk right in the front door for your first minute in the store and go straight to the customer service desk and just explain what you're there for.
Okay.
That's a great start. If it's your first time in the store, or you're not exactly sure, a new area, and you're not familiar with that store layout, those people would be glad to send you in the right direction, or actually they should take you there themselves.
You know what? I had a great experience once. It was a mixed experience. I needed a specific drill. I needed a specific drill that I wanted. I had a favorite impact driver that I wanted to buy. And this one particular store I was in did not have it. So they called to another store, and they said that they had 10 of them. So I went all the way over to the other store, and I went into the, you know, tool corral, and there was no drill there for me. And I'm like, but there has to be. And they're looking for it and looking for it. I'm like, but the computer said that you have 10 here. Where are they? Well, they were all missing for whatever the reason. And I got the manager involved. And he said that the mistake that they made, and this is something that people should know, is just don't call ahead for a reading of what's in the computer.
Right.
Make them actually do like a visual verification that the product, right? That it, exactly, that is actually physically there, so you don't waste your trip, you don't waste your time. But there truly wasn't any in the store that they could find. But the manager, and I love this, he offered for me to purchase another drill, you know, the same type of drill, which was an impact driver. It was made by another company, and it was more expensive.
Right.
But because of, you know, the time and the energy that I took to get this, the original drill, and that they didn't have it after all, he gave it to me for the same price, the lower price of the original drill that I wanted. And it was it was over $50 difference in price. I really did appreciate that, because I was pretty furious
at the
when
end
I went there and they didn't have it.
Well, you shouldn't be penalized because they're out of stock.
Yeah.
You should be taken care of so you can move on with your project.
Right. Absolutely. From the time that these massive home centers opened till now, do you see a difference in who's walking the aisles of these stores?
Who's walking the aisles from a customer standpoint?
Yeah.
Absolutely. There are so many more. There's so much more diversity in the customer base than 10 years ago. Even a lot more women in the stores buying for themselves.
Hello.
Home improvement project.
Hence Tool Belt Diva. Yes. Yeah. Was initially when these stores opened, were they geared more to the professional, the carpenters, the electricians, the plumbers, or was the company initially set up for everybody?
Initially, it was set up for everybody, to be honest with you. They are specializing more today for the pros in pro departments, if you will. They have design and flooring centers more for the creative side. But from day one, the company's been set up for everybody. It's just that now you've got more specialty, if you will, departments inside of the store where it was one big store before. Now you've got stores inside stores, if you will.
Right.
Appliance stores, carpeting and flooring stores, lumber stores.
Just getting away from home centers a little bit.
Sure.
I wanted to talk about work gear.
Yes.
And safety gear, which is what you design and develop right now.
Yes.
What do you think are like the essentials for a person to have? Because I'm always talking with people about, you know, what are the must-have tools? What do you stock your tool box with? And from your perspective, with safety gear, safety wear, what do you think is an absolute must for people to have?
Definitely want to have a good pair of gloves.
Okay. Like what kind of gloves? Like something that you can general purpose or something specific to plumbing or?
Right. Depending on what your task, you know, there are several kinds of gloves. I mean, we make a full line of 14 different styles, everything to cover, you know, high dexterity if you're using your fingers a lot.
Right.
Down to if you're grabbing a lot of lumber, something that has extra, you know, double padded palms and fingers that'll help you from splinters.
Can you seriously? Like I have like, I guess average size hands. My problem is that I can't find a pair of gloves that fit. They're always too big. I feel like Mickey Mouse. Okay, so pair of gloves. What else?
Pair of gloves. Knee pads.
Okay.
Good thing to have.
What else besides knee pads? Because I don't like to wear knee pads.
A back support belt.
Back support belt. Okay.
You definitely want to have...
kneeling pad. How about that?
A kneeling pad.
I prefer kneeling pad to knee pads, but I know that when you're doing flooring, man, it's so essential to save your joints. Seriously?
Either one is going to save your knees.
Yeah. A good kneeling pad because knee... I don't know, baby. Something about knee pads. I just...
Not
that there's anything wrong with that, but I just... I don't know. Something about knee pads. I can't. What else? What about safety goggles?
Definitely want to have safety goggles. Eye protection. You want to have hearing protection.
You know, that's something that I don't think we do enough. There's like a statistic about decibels, like how much hearing you lose, you know, running power tools
right,
are so
right.
loud.
Every time you run it.
What was that?
Every time
huh?
you run it.
okay, so anyway, getting back to home centers.
Right.
What do you think is the biggest advantage to going to, let's say, I want to hear both sides. What's the advantage to going to one of these super large home centers as opposed to your small local hardware store and vice versa? What's the advantage to the smaller store?
To the smaller store?
Yeah, I want both. I want both sides.
There's a perception that you can get in and out quicker.
In a smaller
into a
store?
Smaller store.
Okay.
Once you get familiar with the big stores, you can get very competitive in the time spent inside the store when you're more acclimated to it.
Mm-hmm.
The advantage of the big home center, obviously, is they're the biggest buyers, if you will, of the products. So they're going to be able to afford you the best value for your money.
So you feel confident to say that if you want the best prices that you can get, pretty much as a general statement, you're going to get it in one of these bigger home centers like the Home Depot or Lowe's.
Definitely.
Okay. And what are the advantages? Because I have a personal opinion about that. I mean, I love these large home centers. You get everything that you need all in one place. But really, sometimes you need to go to a specialty store. You know, they just won't have these big home centers sometimes just won't have a particular plumbing part. You'll have to go to a plumbing store, or they won't have a particular, electrical equipment. You'll need to go specifically to electric store. I had it happen to me once, putting in something in my mom's house, changing out a hose bib.
Absolutely. These stores can't carry every item.
Exactly.
You're always going to have the project come up where you need that specialty part. And actually, the guys at any home center should be quick to point out where you can get the parts you need to finish the whole project. Now, there is also the opportunity through the home centers, again, to order these parts, or they have other, other subsidies like maintenance warehouse where you can get it delivered to you.
Right. And is there right now in these home centers more opportunities for design? Have you noticed that? More carpet and tiles than there was initially when they first opened up?
More than ever. Tremendous growth.
Do you think that's because women are shopping more in these places?
Absolutely. Women are becoming a lot more versed in the home center, and they're tackling more of these projects.
Rick Medina, My future husband.
Thank you.
It was great, baby. Thank you. And hey, folks, listen, stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Tool Belt Diva right here on Discovery Channel Radio. And if you have any home improvement questions or problems, give me a call at 1-877-33-SIRIUS. That's S-I-R-I-U-S. You can also email me at discovery.radio@discovery.com. Home improvement shows have been geared towards guys, and I say, why should they have all the fun? Say goodbye to honey-do lists, because on my show, honey, you do it yourself.
Don't miss Tool Belt Diva, Friday at 9.
Oh, just watch my show, Capiche? Discovery Home Channel. Gotta watch it.
Discovery Home Channel is available 24 hours a day on digital cable and satellite. Call today and ask for Discovery Home Channel.
Hey, this is Tool Belt Diva on Discovery Channel Radio. I'm Norma Valley, your host, the Tool Belt Diva, and I have Kathy Riva on the phone. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Norma. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm so happy to be speaking with you. Kathy is the host of a brand new show on Discovery Home Channel called Party Girl.
And it couldn't be more perfect that I'm talking to the Tool Belt Diva, as my last name is, it's Riva, so I feel like we're like a team, Riva Diva.
We're like sisters. We're Discovery Home sisters and Riva Diva sisters.
Exactly. I love it.
I love it too, Kathy. Tell me about your show.
So my show is a show about sort of event planning. I for a living have a company, and I do events for sort of large corporations and individuals who want birthday parties or anniversary parties, and Discovery Home picked me to be the host of a really cute, you know, half an hour event planning show that just sort of basically walks people through some really great tips for throwing parties. And we go into people's homes and we do like anniversary parties and we do birthday parties and bachelorette parties and pretty much we run the gamut of the party planning circuit.
And everyone loves a good party.
Yeah, I think so. And I always say to all the guests that we go into, and it's all about the love that you put into it that sort of is the end result that you get out of it.
You know, my grandmother used to say, if you're going to do something without love, don't bother doing it at all.
Yeah, it's good advice. It really is. You know, the more energy you put into something, it always comes out like the best it could possibly be. And that's what we sort of do every half hour on the Party Girl. We go into someone's lives and hopefully make their event the best it could possibly be.
So what kind of parties have you done so far for your show?
We have done, we've done 10 episodes, and we started off with a birthday party in the middle of January. This wonderful New Yorker had a birthday party, and every year it's the coldest day of the year, so we tried to heat things up a little bit. So the first party we did was a birthday party with a Mexican fiesta theme for Sharon Becker, and that was the whole series kicked off with that sort of fun.
So you threw
party.
this caliente Mexican party in the dead of winter in New York, and for people don't know, it gets really cold in New York in January.
Really cold. So that was a big success, and everyone loved it. From then we went.
Wait, I want to go back to that for a minute. Tell me how you got it hot. How did you make a hot party, a hot Mexican party? What were some of your tricks?
We picked a really fantastic Mexican restaurant in New York that already had some really wonderful decor that was really spicy. So we had lots of colors, which in New York, and it's really cold in the winter, it's gray and white. So we immediately wanted to liven things up with really bright oranges and yellows and blues, and we picked a place called, Mi Cocina, My Kitchen is what it means. And,
I've been there.
And it's
excellent,
awesome. The owner is like this really authentic man who came from Mexico and just imported all of his recipes. So, and we tried to personalize the party for the birthday girl specifically. So we made a really fun Mexican drink with her name. We call it, her last name was Becker, so we call it the Beckerita.
I think that's such a great idea to personalize and make a signature drink.
Yeah, signature drinks are easy and fun, and there's all kinds of other ways to personalize it. I happen to know her favorite colors, and we tried to incorporate those, and we brought in tablecloths and flowers, and everything was, we tried to make it as bright as possible and as hot as possible, so she would feel very warm and loved, and I think she did. And what else did we do? We always did a really fun, she loves pineapples. So we did a really...
I'm sorry, she loves what? I didn't hear that.
Pineapples.
So pineapples.
So we did a really fun sort of pineapple-themed basket that we gave away at the end of a really personalized quiz that we made all of our friends take to see how well they knew the birthday girl. And it was really cute. So we did a couple of cute, really unique things with the pineapples for her, and she loved it. Overall, it really worked out well. And then what else did we do? You know, I guess some suggestions, I would say, from that party that were takeaway tips were the fact that you could do a really fun birthday quiz about the person who's being honored.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so we gave it to everyone, and she was so shocked to see how many people actually paid attention to all of the questions that we wrote down. Like,
and
you know,
really knew her.
Actor.
Right.
She loved that. It was a surprise. So that was really nice.
So really, you know, one of your techniques is making it as personalized as possible. Making
a
party.
Really, for intimate small parties, I think that as personalized as you can make it, the happier the person probably being honored
That's
will
sweet.
Feel.
Very, very sweet. Tell me about another episode.
So we've done, we did a really, one of my favorites, I think, was another birthday party we did for a 10-year-old, Will, who is living in really cute town in New Jersey, and we did a fantastic crime scene investigation for his birthday.
That is so unique. That's really inventive.
Really, really fun. It was so fun. In fact, I just remembered I have to email my mom all the clues because she wants to reenact the party for her. She's a teacher and she wants to do it for her school kids.
That's kind of like a spin on like the murder mystery dinners.
Yeah, well, sort of. We did, you know, because there's all these popular TV shows.
Right.
Like CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, and there's so many other popular murder mysteries on TV now. We want to do something really hip and cool. And we wanted to do something fun, so it was basically exactly like a murder mystery dinner. We created this crime scene lab, and then we created all these clues and the crime that had to take place. The boys of the party had to solve the mystery.
That's adorable.
So it was very involved, but
man, hasn't it just like come ages, like leaps and bounds of from the time I was a kid? It was like if you played Pin the Tail on the Donkey,
a
big deal.
These kids are so super sophisticated now. They're like designing websites. So when you're 10 years old, 11 years old, it's incredible how smart and sophisticated these guys were. We had to do basically the crime was the goodie bags were stolen at the end, at the beginning of the day. So when they got there, they saw the goodie bags, and while they were learning about how to become special investigators, the goodie bags were stolen, and they had to find them. We had a great three-story house to play with, so we hid them in a really fun area. But these kids went through the clues in an hour. I mean, I couldn't believe
Wow.
it. They were so smart, so smart.
Wow. That's incredible.
It was really fun because they were energetic and really excited, and it was just very cool.
It's incredible. I was at a little birthday party, my niece's friend in California, and they had, it was a whole, like, petting zoo theme with little animals everywhere. They literally had a petting zoo come to their home on a truck with ponies, and they lit. I'm five ponies.
What? They doesn't want to ride a pony. That's,
and they went.
I want to ride a pony.
They went for pony rides.
No, I played dodgeball. I think dodgeball is one of my favorites back in.
I was just excited if I got the little donkey tail on the actual paper as opposed to on the wall. I was excited about that.
I know. We've come a long way.
We've come a long way.
Which, of course,
way.
Wasn't that long ago, of course.
No, absolutely not. I just had a landmark birthday.
Wow.
Hey, Kathy, no one threw a party for me.
What?
No, that's not true.
That.
No, you know what, really? I got swept away to Mexico.
Oh, that sounds romantic.
It was very romantic. Romantic. So I was happy that I didn't have a party.
Oh, right.
We had a party of two.
Oh, well, that's a perfect party. That's best parties. Well, if you ever want a belated birthday party, you know, I'll have to give you
the girl to go to. Kathy Riva, the party girl. That's awesome. Hey, Kathy, it was great speaking with you.
Yeah, likewise. It was wonderful. And, you know, if you want to be on Party Girl.
Yes.
But it's really easy. All you have to do is go to the Discovery Channel home website, and it's featured on how to get on the show. But we're always looking for really fun parties, and one I'd love to do that I'm looking to plan is an anniversary party for someone. So if anyone wants to do an anniversary party or something fun like that.
Yeah, well, people should write in and find out. When can we watch you?
You know, it's on every Saturday at 8 p.m. That's pretty much a new episode airs every Saturday, and then it repeats, I think,
Great, Kathy.
Yeah.
Well, the best of luck with it. I'm sure it's going to be a great success, and I look forward to watching The Party Girl on Discovery Home Channel. Thanks, Kathy Reva.
I'll keep you tuned in, too, Norma.
Thank you, hon. All right, that's it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to Tool Belt Diva. Tune in next week at 7 p.m. Eastern Time for Tool Belt Diva right here on Discovery Channel Radio. Shows have been geared towards guys, and I say, why should they have all the fun? Say goodbye to honey-do lists, because on my show, honey, you do it yourself.
Don't miss Tool Belt Diva, Friday at 9.
Oh, just watch my show, capiche? Discovery Home Channel. Gotta watch it.
Discovery Home Channel is available 24 hours a day on digital cable and satellite. Call today and ask for Discovery Home Channel.